Today's shiur is being sponsored by Rav Chaim Gluck, Zecher Nishmas, his great grandparents, Chaim Eliezer ben Yisrael, Ola Sholem, Beil Achaya, Bas Eliezer, Eliyahu HaKohen Ola Sholem, Alexander ben Uya, Uriya Ola Sholem, and Beila, Bas Menachem Ola Sholem. Okay. Last week we discussed the important halachas of Shinui Makom. So before we go to today's shiur, I just want to chazer over the important points that we spoke in last year. The chatchila, all the paiskim speak out that if a person makes a bracha on something and he starts eating, no difference if eating bread or other machalim and mashkim, he should not mishana makaymai until he finishes eating and make a bracha achrayna. So he shouldn't have any shadows whatsoever. However, very often it doesn't work that way. So what do you do exactly? So we mentioned last week, Machlokes Gemara, in the Gemara, Sheshes Reb Chisda, Gemara Msachim, Kufal from Beis. We also mentioned Machlokes Rishonim, how we paskim, which type of Macholim is Sid Shinui Makom, and Ladina, we paskim, like the Amar says, there's a chiluk between pasin, other eichlim, and mashkim. Bread is one thing, mashkim, other things, and pas, you have to, since pas is a chiluk to go back to your place, so Rishana Makom, you don't have to make again a bracha, you don't have to again a bracha, you go back, because it wasn't about the first kriyas. Of other machalim, or other foods, if you forgot to make a bracha achrayna, wherever you remind yourself, he doesn't have to go back, he makes a bracha, wherever you remind yourself, if you forgot to make a bracha achrayna. Let's say, he made a bracha in the house, then he walked outside, and he forgot to make a bracha achrayna, so by pas you have to go back into the house. Other things, other machalim and mashkin, you have to go back. Since his vata's first kriyas, and he makes a bracha achrayna, a place to remember. That's what we mentioned. We paskum halacha by hey mini dagan and by shiva minam. It's a machlokes, which we'll talk about. A little later. What's called shinui makom? What is called shinui makom? We hold that we hold a cheder, a room, a large room, let's say like a hotel room, a ballroom, even if it's a real big room, or let's say there's a Karen Zavish there, they can't see everybody in the room, even though they don't see everybody, it's all one room, it's not called a Shinui Makom. So if you go from one place to another place, you can make a bracha achrayna there. I'll continue eating there. From cheder to cheder, in the same one room, to another room in the same house, on that apartment, we hold today, we mentioned all Shai and Paiskim, but the Maisa Ladina, we said, since they're all Mechubah one to another, and that call, that's Kane, a person, when he starts eating, he wants to go from the dinette, or from the dining room into the kitchen, or go to the washroom, or go to upstairs and down, let's say go, if you have a freezer in the basement, you go down in the basement to get it, and so on. So that's Kane is on everything, so the mayor has Alacha like Cheder Echad. That's what we say, Paskim Alacha. And it's all I do like Cheder Echad.
Is the big room Lachatkila?
Huh?
The big room, is that Lachatkila?
Lachatkila. That's clear. Also, we mentioned Machlokes HaPaiskim. If let's say you live in an apartment house like in Etzal, you know, there's four floors and two deers on each floor, eight deers there. And by us in Chicago, very often there are three floors of apartments. So, or sometimes four apartments. So if you go, if there's three floors, the question, if you go, you're on the same roof, but you go from one dealer to another dealer, even to the hallway, there's a machlokes HaPaiskim, it's called Shinui Makom or not. We mentioned, Ladina with Paskim, like the Aruch HaShulchan of Chaim Kineski, the Tachas Gagechad, there's no Shinui Makom. That's what we mentioned last week. We made a machlokes with Ladina, we Paskim like that. We also mentioned important machlokes. Let's say a shinui makom for zman mu'ud, for small time. Let's say, for instance, you're eating in the house alone and you've got something in the car. You have some food in the car. If you've got something in the car, you want to go out for a minute or so. So he mentioned the Mishabura says a number of places in Siman Kufa and Ches. He says, you may go out for a second. Zman mu'ud is considered a shinui makom. However, he mentioned the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that for zman mu'ud, there's no Shinui Makom. We mentioned that Moshe has a tshuva about it, that he's machmel like Bo, he's machmel completely. But the Maisel Adina, we said, the concern mechan the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Aruch HaShulchan. That's what we mentioned last week. And because it's Dinder Abanan and Sofa Bo Sahoko. We also mentioned last week, Gabe, if someone has a mafreset, a balcony that he has in the backyard, it's on the ground floor, or a patio, if it's mukum mechitz, like most people in the backyard, there's a fence around it, or there's bushes around it, so it's a pesach around it, so it's still like cheder l'cheder. So if you go from the house into the backyard, back in and forth, there's not tzidah shinu mokum. We also start talking about going on, that's all if you convey a mokum to eat in the house, so going outside and so on. What happens if ready, someone is on the road, let's say he's driving his car. Since in the car it's called Horche Joachim, so the Mechaber says there's no Kriyas Mokon. So the Meir is not Shach to Olach HaShinu Mokon. So if you stop along the way into a gas station and you want to fill up the gas, or you want to go buy some food and eat there, and you continue driving in the car, the dinner has been like completely Horche Joachim, no Kriyas Mokon, and you can start eating out in the gas station, take a drink, and can go back into the car and continue going, because that's a sit all Horche Joachim. We mentioned an interesting machlokes. If you halk a drachem and you arrive at home, let's say you buy yourself a bag of potatoes, a bag of pretzels with a drink, and you're driving home, and then you don't finish the bag yet, and you go into the house, you have to make it. Now your house is that considered kriyas mokum now? So we mentioned machlokes are paiskim, and the extensive most paiskim that you don't have to make a bracha. It's because it's not considered kriyas, it's part of the original eating. So mela, even if you go back into the house, you don't have to make again a bracha rishayna. But let's say another important shayla. Let's say you started eating in the house. Yeah, they were eating a little breakfast in the house, and then you look at the clock and you have to run on the road. So you want to rest inside the car. Is that considered shinumak or not? So we said if the food that's in your mouth you can swallow outside. Is machlekes chayad mishmur chazainish. The chazainish holds that if you're in your mouth, you have to take your mouth and make another bracha v'shayna. But the Chayada Mishabura says not. What's in your mouth, you can swallow, even outside. However, let's say if you're eating an apple, you take a bite of an apple inside the house, and then you decide you're wanting to rest outside. So whatever, when you take a second bite of apple outside, then the Chayada Mishabura says you have to make again a bracha v'shayna when you eat it outside the house. So Moshe and the Tshuva is Mechadish, he brings a strong raya, that it's Terchidei Diba, of inside the house, is continue eating, then you don't have to make another bracha again. Constantly biting Terchidei Diba, one bite after another, then dinners, you don't have to make another bracha when you go outside the house. And that he argues on the Mishneh Berurah. But it's Yisrachidei Diba, he says, then you have to make a bracha. And when Moshe says, better lechatzchil to mehetzik of a Yisrachidei Diba, so Mereshi Mechai yourself a bracha v'shayna. And we said Rav Moshe said a bigger Kiddush, a huge Kiddush, but I think many Paiskim will agree to it. He said like this, if let the whole din that you start eating at home, then you decide you want to go outside. But let's say you want to, your kavanah is to eat outside. If you want to make the bracha inside, sometimes you wash a mitzvah in the house, you want to take a bite, and then you want, because you can't wash in the car, so you take a small bite of bread, and the rest you'll eat in the car. Is that considered shinu mokum or not? So Moshe says, that it's not sinishinu, that it's still like halcha drachim ready. Since you already had one foot out the door ready, so it's still like halcha drachim, you don't have to make it a bracha in the car. And if, let's say, someone's on the road, he stops off, he goes on a highway, he's going, let's say, for 4 or 5 hours in the car, and he wants to eat lunch, so he stops off and wants to eat on a picnic table, you know, near a place on the road. And sometimes you have these, along the way, you have these rest stops. So there's picnic tables, you sit down and eat there. So the question, you want to continue eating in the car? So it depends. If the Shas when you ate on Maitzi, by the picnic table, you commandment was continue in the car, then you don't have to make another bracha then. But if you plan to eat the whole thing in the picnic table, then you decide you want in the car, then you go into the car, that's a halacha shinoi makom. Same thing someone asked right after the shir, what happens if someone's in the airport, and he's here waiting at the gate? He's waiting at the gate. Sometimes you wait an hour at the gate. He wants to eat his lunch or supper or breakfast, whatever it is. He wants to eat something there. So the question is, and now, can he continue eating in the plane? Is that called shinu makom or not? So it's the same thing at a picnic table. That if it's an air, if he plans to eat the whole thing at the airport, then he decides to eat inside the plane, That's all. Then he has to make another bracha l'shoina if it's not possible zaynus. But if it's but if he plans mitzchila when he airport is he's starting to eat now. The plane takes off. He'll continue eating in the plane. So then it's like the case of picnic table, and it's not seated and seated like it's in like kochad drachim, and you don't have to make another bracha. What? By shakel also. Apple by pH. I gave an example of apple. It doesn't make a difference.
You have right. To wash again?
We're going to talk. That's today's issue. That's what I'm talking about. Pas and what machalim. Okay, that's what we spoke about last week. Now I'm going to talk about this week a little further. Which machalim sidashinu makayim? Which type of food is sidashinu makayim? And which type of food are not sidashinu makayim? That if it's shinu makayim, that you have to go back to the original place and eat there. And even with Mishana Malkoim, you don't have to make a bracha. It's not to the Hesek. And you should go back to the place you started from. And it's like he says, still, like he's still in the first place. So there's three shitas in the Paiskim. The Ramah speaks out in Kufay and Ches Sifay that Alocha, there's no such thing as Shina Malkoim when it comes to pas. Only bread. And a kezayis of bread. We'll soon talk about less kezayis of bread. But if you have a kezayis of bread, then you have to go back to the original place. You made a mitzi, and you all go out the house, you have to go back to the original place we left from. So even if you're mshanim a kaimai, and you're eating in another place, you don't have to make again a bracha rishayna. If I go out, I can continue eating. You don't have to make again a bracha rishayna. You don't have to make a bracha rishayna. John Moss says, in Siv Beis, he says, but let's say, if you must see das from eating anymore, then of course you have to make a bracha shayna and bench on everything. And the reason was because you have to bench when it comes to pas, you have to bench b'chas amazon b'mkaymai. And also it says in Simon Kuf Pei Dalet in Siv Beis that when you go to another place you want to be eating, you have to have pas, you have to have bread. Even a small amount of bread, you can make, and you can also bench there also in the Malkum Sheni. And Mr. Brewer says even further there in Sifkat and Tetz, he says like this: even if you eat pachas mikzayis in the second place, you could bench there. However, the Kafachayim in Sifkat and Yud, and also Kitzur Shechonach and Simon Membeis Ayt Yutes, he argues that you have if you go to the second place, you have to eat a kezayis there. And the Sefer Bichas Abayis in Perchot Sivdal, he says, that the Eved, even if it's Shloi Ben Yeh, if Tiyashi Ben Yehacha, then it can be Samech less than a Kezayis like the Mishnah Berurah. But Chatzchila, you go to second place, you should try to eat a Kezayis there. But it has to be Dafka bread. It can't be any other Macholim. As more should I go to second place, if I stop me, let's say, I eat apples, oranges, whatever it is, it has to be Dafka Pas in the second place. Right, that's first shita. The second shita is mechaber. Mechaber there in Sif Hey, he says he brings a yesh amen that all shivas aminim you have to go back from kaimai, not dafka pas, but all the shivas aminim that you eat, you have to go back to the original place. So maybe if you shana mokim, and so you don't have to make another bracha v'shaina again. That's the second shita. Third shita mechaber brings on yesh amen that dafka hemini dogim. Something like cake. Something's made from 5 grains. That causes chashivas. It's called a mazin. So maybe I have to go back to the original place. And so maybe if I go somewhere else, it's not to the shinu makam. You don't have to make again a bracha. And Simon Kupe Dallas of Bay says that pas, we said, when you go, we just mentioned that if you go to another place, you have to eat in the second place also. So you can make out, if you eat a little bit, if you eat some cake in the second place, you can say al michi in the second place. You go to. Ledina, the Mishnah Berurah, and Sifkat Memhei, Ledina brings down a machoikis. The Chatkila Poshishi Machma, like the first day in the Machaba, the all Zayiminim, you should go back to the original place. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down, you Chatkila Shivim Machma. However, it brings down a biagra that paskins that the day of the second day or more, the Hemini Dogon, that's Ikadea. And according to him, by Zayiminim, like Stamperis, it's called Shinu Mokum. If I go out of the house, and I want to eat some, I eat some of it, I have to make a bracha again. The Shatzian in Simen, Kuf Pei Dalet, Sifkat Lametes, Mashma, he holds like the Groh, Ledina. And that's how we tell people like the Groh, that if you eat cake, you pass the cake, it's not Ksid Hashina Malkam, since you have to go back to the original price, and Memela, and Memela, the Aloch is that you only by passing Mizrahis, if you go another place, you don't have to make in a bracha, since you have to go back. In the Sefer Zeisa Bracha, brings down Lechatchila Pershi Mizar, not to Mishan Mekoyim Asechila, which is the beginning of the Shir. But all these type of minim. And in place we have to Mishan Mekoyim Asechila, when it comes to Dagan and Zayminim, if you want to be Mamshit eat, he brings down for Boyashiv, that you should make a Bracha Achreina before you leave. And after you make it, when you go out, you make it again a Bracha Reshaina. Today, the height to yourself for any Machoykas Apaiskin. Because not see bracha atola, and b'di'evit akum and kaimai, you don't make and you make a bracha. He did make a bracha on when he left the house. He doesn't have to make a bracha again. And what he's going to eat in Malkum Sheni. The nearest diet I tell people like the Gra, that with the shatzi and paskins like the Gra, that only mizaynus and pas is not see shini malkum. Of a zayin minim and shatpeis, it's like all the halachas of Shinu Makon. There is a Tshuva Nigat Moshe in our Chaim Chelekei Simen Tazayin Aisyuri says, even though we paskin like the Ramah, the only pas Yati Chayzer Elam Kaimai. But since that's Mikadin, because that's Ramah, no one paskin like Ramah. Ramah says pas. It's only Mechabit says, Heimini Dogon or Zayiminim. So Mela Ladina, he holds that. Really we should pass like more because normally we always pass like more. But he says since it's a big machlokes in the Rishayna and what to do and in the Paiskim, so maybe you don't have to make a bracha again. However, Tam Chacham, if you're Shemayim, he should be machma like the Shitas Achokim, and he should be careful not to do the kach. In other words, if he's eating, he should not go out of place. If he's eating cake or he's eating zayimi and dogon, he should make careful since it's a Shayim and Paiskim, he should not leave the building. Should not leave the building before he makes the bracha achreina. So Mela, by pas and according to Gra Bahimi Dagam, the person even though the chatchila now mishan mekaymai, but the yevet if he ate mokon sheni, he doesn't have to make again a bracha l'shaina. But if the tchila his das l'shas when he made a pas, he's going to mamshich a suda in the second place, in the other place. When he made Almighty, you know he's going to go to the second place, which we'll talk about. Moshele, you're going for Sheva Brachas. Or any type of suda, let's say Friday night, sometimes you go to Sheva Brachas, you invite you to Zit Sheva, not for a whole Sheva Brachas. You eat the meal at home, and you go for the Zit Sheva Brachas. So then, the din is, or let's say Bachsidim, they go to Tisht. Some of them don't bench, they bench by the Rebbe. So the question is, so Shas, when they made Almighty, their mind was to eat the sitting in the Suda with a groin. So the Mishavur speaks out in Kufa and Chesiv Kamam Gimel, say, Im Lachatchil is Mutter to it, to Mishan Rekoimai. Because since he had Moshe Suda Shelbacher, so by Rebbe's Tish, since he had a mind, Mitzchil like that, but he has to eat in the second place, he has to have some pots. And some Achlekas, how much pots he should have? He should have, or Mazinus, he should have, some of all you have to have a Kazayas, and some of the less than Kazayas is also okay.
Someone's heading out to the airport to travel, and he doesn't have time to eat at home. He wants to have a sandwich in the terminal.
Yeah.
Is it lechatchila to wash at home, take a little bite of a bread, and then eat?
He's allowed to do that. Yes, he's allowed to do that. Yes, nothing wrong.
How much bread does he have to eat at home?
Even a bite. A bite.
And as long as he has a mind,
that's okay. It's lechatchila. If you have a mind, that's what Moshe writes in Tshuva. That's when a person wants to go on the road. You can't wash in the car. So I tell people, wash in the house, take a little bite of matzah or bread, and then eat the rest in the car. You eat all along the way on the way to the car. We're not talking about eating around. You need the gzais within a certain amount of time. The question is, atshino mokon, because you make a bracha in one way and you eat in another place, is that okay or not? Because we mentioned beginning from El Yerabah last week's year, that Meshach Rabbah, if you make the bracha in one room in the house and you eat outside the house, It's a shinu makom. See, that's a shinu makom. But if you do the avdas kain, then it's not considered. Then it's okay. Then.
The person who has in mind.
One at a time. Yeah. What?
The person has in mind to go to the Sheva Brothers.
Yeah.
Why does he have to eat in the second place? If his mind was to go there, why can't he simply bench over there since it's one place? Like.
Because it's a mechaber. The mechaber says the last place before you bench, you have to eat a kazayis. You have to eat pas. It's a mechaber, and kuf pei dal has to be pas. If a kid, all the achrayim speak out. We'll talk about it a little bit later. All the achrayim speak out. They can't be yaitzer with chocolate or anything else. That has to be mezaynus. Pas or mezaynus. Kazayis and mezaynus you can have. So a lot of times they go to shem brachas. They serve mezaynus at the end. So it's a purpose because you have to have because the last place you eat. In fact, we'll soon talk about, let's say you eat at home. Now you go back, you go to someone else's Sheva Brachas. But you don't want a bench there. You want to go have a bench back at home. When you come back at home, you also have to have a kazayas. Because the last place where you're benching, you should have a kazayas. That's what Shechonoram says.
Huh? In the case where you're going and coming back, you had the kazayas before you left.
Doesn't make a difference. But now since you left, so that's what the Shechonoram speaks out. Because before you bench, you have to, the place where you bench, you should have excise. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. It's a chiddush, but that's what he says.
All right. Were all these always das, all this whole strip of all the sheets, only when you have das to leave?
Yeah, if you don't have das to go leave, then you want to shayla, the chatchila, you're not allowed to do the chatchila. We're talking about, you want to do it even the chatchila. So if you have in mind, the shayla samaiti, you're going out there, then the thing will chatzil then. Because it comes out that your kavis in the boat, since you have a man kash racha, so like the person can speak out, your kavis is in two places. So you're not mishani your kavis then.
You have to have in mind where you're going, or I'm going and then follow.
Yeah, you don't plan to stay at home, you plan to eat pot somewhere else.
It doesn't matter where, you go to three places, as long as you have that.
Yeah, place. Some people go tish on a Friday night, in Eretz Yisrael, they go from one to another.
You don't have to have in mind all three places, you just have in mind I'm leaving.
You're going to Mishanamuk, eat somewhere else. Okay.
So let's say time, you're in your house, and the weather forecast is rain.
Yeah.
And you have no doubt to go into the sukkah later. And in the middle of the meal, it clears up.
Yeah, but we know the sukkah is no problem, because since it's most of the time the sukkah is connected to the house, it's the warm welcome. One second, let me finish. And also I said, if you have air in the backyard, it's also like one rishus.
So it's
not a Mishanamukah. Even though the place can all talk about it, but it's irrelevant today because people have private houses and have a sukkah even in the backyard. They want to carry the sukkah on Shabbos, so they have to have an Erev there. So you have a Tzusa Pesach or an Erev there, so maybe it's always considered Mukav Mechitzis. So maybe you don't, it's not Tzusa Shini Mokin then. You need a Tzusa one. So then did the Eved. You could do it. If you by pass you allow to the Shina Mokan. The only question is if you're gonna bench there, then you should eat kazayis there.
Is it better to not bench there
or is it better to bench? If either way you do it's okay. It's better to bench at home, that's for sure. If you didn't have that. It's better to bench at home. All right.
Even if I'm not
gonna
go someplace else, is it better to bench at home and then go there?
No, that's what I said. If you had a mind the shas you made the amitzi that you're gonna eat somewhere else. So it comes out like both places are Yikris. Yikris is not only here, Yikris is another place also. So it's all like, so then it's okay then.
I don't
know.
Okay, is it better than benching first and then going to the other place? I mean, I know
it's always good to bench your yard, but to them, but if you're going to a Sheva Brachas, the whole Shaila in the place is a different Shaila. Do you have to, can they starve you for me if you ate or not? We hope you could, but there's a machlokes in the Paiskim that when you have a minion for Sheva Brachas, so all of them have to have eaten or not. That's a different shayla.
So I'll bench at home and I'll have the donuts there when I get to the show.
Oh, you could do that. That's okay.
Is that better? Or you better have donuts before you go first?
Either way is okay.
Is that
as long as you have in mind the shayla and you ate might see, then it's okay then. All right. Right, that's right. It's probably in that case. If you don't have a mind, better bench where you are and then go. That's probably the case. All right. Better case. Yeah. All right. Okay. We got to saying, I'm surprised don't ask this kasha. We got to saying that by bread and cake, there's no shinu mokum. That means if I go outside, if I start eating at home, and then I continue eating outside, by bread and cake, it's not shinu mokum, you don't have to make a kind of bracha v'shayna. However, by every other thing, if you go outside and you make a you get home, let's say I'm studying apples at home. Now I'm cleaning apples outside, so then you have to make a get a bracha called Shina Makan, and you have to make a bracha. What happens if I go to Dunkin' Donuts? I'm sure some of you eat at Dunkin' Donuts. Or let's say you have cake and drink. You have some of you lot of Mishana Makan, you don't make another bracha, and you have it both together. You have cake and coffee. You go to Dunkin' Donuts, you buy yourself a donut, which is Mizainis. I think they're not all deep fried. The donuts that are baked also, no?
Baked off.
Huh?
They're baked off.
Okay. So let's say if you have a Mizainis, you have a Mizainis and a coffee, and you go outside. So the shayla is the gathering cake. I don't make a bracha v'shayna. But on the coffee, do I have to make a bracha? I go outside with it. I saw you at home. Now I go outside with it. Do I have to make another bracha? Do I have to make a bracha v'shayna or not? You had a shayla. Okay, it's not my shayla. The shayla is the Pesachic tshuva brings down the shayla from the tshuvas marim. And the Kseis HaShulchan and Simon and Zion and Sifkan Hei clears the Shaila. And he says, Tzorachin Ledina. Says the end of Tzorachin Ledina. Yeah, what?
Why is it Halkha
Joachim? No, we're talking about eating in the house. If it's Halkha Joachim, then it doesn't make a difference. Talking about eating in the house. You had coffee and cake. Now you want to continue and have your coffee and cake continue outside in the car. Without, you never mind. Yeah. Every time I take a bite of cake, and a small zip, and then I go into the car, continue, that's Halkha Joachim. That was different from Moshe. But somebody is in the house, and then in the seaside, you want to go outside and continue. So then that's not the Halkha Joachim. So the question. One second. Let me just get to the Shaila. So the Shaila is, there's a cover tafel, does the drink cover tafel to the piece of cake? No, it's two different things. Gabri cake is one halacha. The gabri mashka is a different halacha. What do you want to say?
I thought the Rav said last week that if you didn't have in mind, but when you leave and drink, you add your leaving.
That's something else. So that's what I just said. If I start drinking and I have a mind to leave right away.
I didn't have a mind to leave, but now I'm leaving, I have to leave now. But as I'm leaving, I'm still drinking as I'm
While it's in your mouth, we said, you could swallow it. But after, when you drink outside, the next zip afterwards. Okay, you have to make a bracha
v'shayna. Rabbi, what's the subject? Why shouldn't each item have its own
dim? Huh? That's what we're clearing here. Maybe yes or not. Maybe it comes tougher. So anyway, when I saw this Kseis HaShulchan, it was a v'shayla v'negeya. And people were asking me these shaylas. So initially I saw it says Shulchan, so I had a chav of mine ask for Moshe. Moshe was alive then, going back, over 30 years ago. So I had someone ask for Moshe. So Moshe said, it's a tuffle. He said, it's a tuffle. Since you go outside, there's no shinimaka in the cake, so maybe the drink goes to the tuffle. That's what he answered. Later on I found the Kseis HaShulchan, and the back has a surface. He has a surface, and a surface of Chavik Shaini. He has a sofa there, and he says exactly to Moshe. He says, comes a tafel, it brings a raya, but he has it then of a tafel. And the same thing, the Sefer Shai, I looked around in Heintek, Paiskim, and the Sefer Shai Bracha, and Perik Tes, Sifkot and Tes, and Sifkot Yigimel, he says also it's a tafel. But you know, it's always machlekes, you know, where's those things, it's a machlekes, it's not a machlekes. So in the Sefer Tes, Bracha, brings down from a Yashiv the holds, that like, so in China, it's two separate things, like in China. That it's two separate things. On the Eichel and Mashki, you make a bracha. In China, two separate things. On the cake, you don't make a bracha. But on the Eichel and Mashki, which is Shachshin and Mokan, you have to make a bracha. Ledina, let me finish. Ledina, people ask me in Shaila, I say like a Moshe and Kseis HaShulchan, that it's a Shaila and Sofa Bracha, see, anyway. So Meila, I tell him, Ladina, that comes a tough one, that's it. I have a shtickle raya, I think a strong raya, from a Bi'a Locha. The Bi'a Locha, in Kufa and Chesiv Beis, in the Ramask of Ochel, he says this, if someone eats pots, and he goes outside during the meal, and he drinks water, or kadaima, outside, you don't have to make a bracha. Why? Because since you have to go back to your first kaviyas, It's like I'm an Amsa Suda. So if that's the case by Pats, so Mezainus, we pass him like the Gra, that Mezainus has been like Pats. So Hadim Ba'al said that you have to go back to the original place according to the Gra. So Mela, it comes a tuffle to the cake, and Mela, you don't have to make again a bracha. I think it's a chloride from this Bialocha.
But he says it's since the Kriyas doesn't come bottle, so maybe also Kriyas doesn't come bottle, since he has to chayzum kaimai.
That's what Bialocha says. It could be it's a shtickle raya. I think it's a strong raya. All right. If you say by fried, when he says hey mini dogon, I can't find someone say clearly if it's different to baked or not. If it's baked, for sure it's no problem. The shayla is if it's deep fry, does it have a lach of if the Ramah was talking about that also? I don't know. I couldn't find anyone discuss it. Pas sold is zichen of is this official? Could be bishul akum. It's not pas. It's not pas akum. Then it's a more serious problem. All right. Yes. I didn't see anyone being mechalik. I didn't see anyone being mechalik. What? Yeah, once you finish donut, let's say you eat the donut, you want to drink after. The soul is trying to eat together, it's the same thing, doesn't make a difference. All right. A different shayla. Let's say if you make Kiddush, and Shabbos in the morning, you make Kiddush, and you drank less than Shir V.S. Yayin, and you go outside before the Suda, you go outside to take a walk. You know, you're waiting for guests to come. So you go for a short walk. Now the question is that Kiddush Shinu Mokon? I didn't have pots, I didn't have cake, I just had some wine, less than a beer. And I walked outside. So the shayla is less than a beer, I mean. So the topic is maybe only wine that's during the meal is not Kiddush Shinu Mokon, since it's tough with the Suda. But before the Suda, you don't say it. Or, Hordin Yayin Fei Suda by Kiddush on Shabbos. Since it's Nashu Chelka Suda, because you see the Gabi HaBaracha Chreina. When you make drink wine before the meal, when you make Kiddush, you don't say Al Geffen, the benching part is it. So here also, same thing also. Since you need Kiddush Malkum Suda, so Mela, it comes part of the Suda ready. So if I had Yayin before, until now we're talking about during, you have a piece of cake with a drink, with coffee. Now we're talking about before Suda, I have Yayin. Now I walked outside. The question, do I have to make a bracha, is it, do I have to make a bracha achreina on the wine, or not? Or now, because since I'm going to eat right now the Suda, so maybe it comes to tofu or not. So, the Sefer Shari Bracha in Perek Tes Sifkan Gimel doesn't make any riots, but he says, the Minigah Haidam, it's a Chelika Suda, it's not Kiddush Shinu Mokum. Since it's part of the Suda ready, so I'm going to eat parts, so it comes like, part of the meal. Kiddush Makom Suda comes part of the meal. So Meila, without any rice, he says it.
According to the guy, the one's the initial because it's the one is Ayamina.
No, guy holds only Hemi and Dogan.
Oh, the other Shita.
According to our Derema, we're not noise about that. Okay.
But that
was the okay. He says the minute guy on the Sumerica, but he has a straw. Because since Kiddush Makom Suda, so Meila, it's part of the Suda.
He only had the wine on
his own,
or
nothing? Nothing, just wine. There's some people that don't eat cake, you know.
I know.
All right. Okay. Huh?
After
what? Why would a guy? He made Kiddush on wine. He's very thirsty. He wants to do. Huh? If he drank a beer, let's say he drank a beer. Lots of beer. Even beer. He drank a beer. Doesn't make a yain is not one of the things. Doesn't make a difference. The case they're talking about is Maisa Shoy Kachoya. That's all. But who had dinner beer was the same thing also. Huh? We told him he went out. Then he should stay home. We told him he went out. The question is, he have to make it again? Okay. All right. Okay. Next thing is, what happens if a person eats a lesser kazayis cake? A lesser kazayis cake, does he have to, or lesser kazayis mezainis, nishana makam, if he has to make another bracha again? Till now we're talking about, he had a kazayis of cake, or kazayis of bread. So meres nashina makam. But let's say, if it's less than a kazayis cake, and less than a kazayis of bread, is it such a shina makam or not? You have to make a bracha, you come back, you have to make another bracha again. The Mogen Avram in Kof Ayiches and the Mishnah, the Chayodom in Kav Nun Tes Eish Tezayin and also Mishnah Brura Sifkan Chavches, they both quote the Mogen Avram that says, if I eat less than a bracha sekzayis a cake or less than a kzayis a mezaynis and I go outside, you have to make again a bracha. You have to make again a bracha v'sheina. Why? Because since I ate less than pachas mekazayis, it's a din like eating stam peres. Because you have to make a bracha v'sheina, you make a bracha wherever you are. If you go outside right away, and if you come back in, you have to make again a bracha v'sheina. Even if you hold the food in your hand and you mishana mekaymai, still you have to make a bracha again. If you had less than mekazayis of bread or cake. So maybe you have to be careful not to walk outside. The Kaf HaChayim in Sif Katan Yotes says that if it's Hiniach Mixes Chaveim, which we'll soon talk about, next shtick we'll talk Mixes Chaveim, but let's say if I walked outside but there's still some people in the house, so then you don't have to make a brach again, it's not Gar, it's from Eichel Paris, that the din is Vait Paris. And now some people still eat in the house, eat it at the table. You don't have to snack sit it. You don't have to make again a bracha. And suddenly speaks out Eishel Avram. From the Mishnah Brura in Kuf Pei Dalet Sifkan Yud is Vaisay Tuadin. If I ate bread or cake and I weighed more than Shir Iko, then still like a Shinu Makan, and you have to make a bracha again a bracha Rishayna. And same thing, I say Shulchan Harav and Kufay and Chesif Katan Zayin. Okay. Now we're talking about a different side, which throws a monkey wrench and a lot of things we said.
If you don't change, you have to make another bracha.
No, if you don't change monkey, you have to make another bracha. Yeah.
No.
You go out from the place. You shina mokan, huh?
Without going out.
Oh, with going out.
Oh, with going out. Yotzei Mashiach Eikol. You have 7 minutes later. You
already. No. Even if you don't go outside, you still have to shina mokan. Right. All the dinner we said today about Shina Makim, that you have to go back and break a Shana, that's all talking if you're eating alone. Eating alone. But let's say if you're eating with other people, the Mechaba and Ramah and Kufa and Chesed, they says, if I go outside and some people, let's say the family's eating a table and someone knocks at the door and you go outside to speak to them, but you leave some people at the table. Even if you leave one person, you don't have to make another bracha. And the Mishnah Brura speaks out in Sifkat Yitches and Sifkat Chav Gimel and Shatzin Sifkat Yedalad. He says the dinza is even by things that are like fruits. I'm not talking about bread. We're talking about, because bread, if you walk outside, you come back in. You don't have to change it. You don't have to make another bracha. Even things, let's say you're eating a supper. And supper, a lot of times you don't want shemaisi. Yeah, potatoes, you have chicken, you have rice, whatever it is. You're not washing your mikvah at all. Many people don't wash their mikvah for supper. So maybe and they don't have mezainis. So since it's in Dvarim She'enu Tumim Barachim Kaiman, or let's say you had things that are Tumim Barachim Kaiman, let's say pots, and you walk out, less than Zayas, the dinners, you leave Chaveim, you don't have to make again a bracha. This is the Lashon of Mechaba. Mechaba says it's Sifbe is like this. Chaveyim shayoshim lecho. They were sitting together. The Yotze lukas chosim lukas kala. Emenich hasham iksasam chosim kaimam. If some of the people there, they go back, the gaim sudasam and tzichon varach shnia. Since some people left there, so they go outside see chosim, but some people aren't actually seeing the chosim kala. So some people are still staying inside. You have to take a bracha. I once tired in the yeshiva sometimes have these fire drills. to have a fire drill in the middle of supper, and you come back in, it depends what you're eating. If you're eating pots, you don't have to make it a bracha. But then everyone has to go out. Everyone, there's no one there, there's no nechle chaverim. Then by fire drill, for instance, if they still to wash the mice, you don't have to make a bracha. But those that do wash, they eat, say, potatoes or chicken, whatever it is, they made a shako or a dum and so on, they go back in, they have to make another bracha again. So then is so Mishbur speaks out in Sifkan Gimel, even if you go out the shuts, doesn't make a difference. And Mishbur speaks out in Sifkan Yidal and Chav Zayin that says even if you leave one person there, everyone goes out to 10 people eating, 9 go out, 1 still there, that's still like a Nira Chaver. And the Shatian speaks out in Sifkan Aleph, Shatian speaks out that even if they venture, even if his wife there, even his wife there, and everyone goes outside, the din is still like you have to make it a bracha. In fact, in the Sefer Zayta Bracha says within a cotton, calls man, a child, he's over 6 years old, Lamaila. Where did he get 6 years? Where did he get the man over 6 years? So I looked around. So I saw in the Sefer Shai says very good to throw. How do you get 6 years? Because the Mechabes says there's a machlok between the Sfad and Ashkenazim when you bench and you need a minion. So can start a minion or cotton? So we pass the like John Moore, you're not start for cotton to a minion. But the Chabashit is, any child over 6 years old, you can starve him. Even though we don't pass the Daladina, we see 6 years old is very considered part of a minion. So maybe that's just a Sefer Shai Bracha. Being down, the Sefer Shai Bracha in Paratestis Memino says, the reason, because it comes to Agil, the Ashit is holding Sarf to Zeman. So Meila, he's still like Chelka or Eichel Suda. So Kozman, his Chavarim are still there. In the house, they're still there. Then the Kimit Sarf, then it's still like Kanicha Chavar, and you don't have to make, even if you ate things which aren't turned to Tum Brachim Kaima, means something like either potatoes or meat and so on, you don't have to make a Brach again. As long as the chreim are still there, they didn't say bracha achreina. But let's say it said a bracha achreina, then it's a siluk. Then it's not a set of bracha achreina, then it's not like nicha chaveim. In fact, the place can speak out, and let's say they made a bracha achreina. And then you came back in, they started wanting you to make a bracha achreina again, since you can't say now nicha chaveim, because it's a new suda now. So you can't start you don't say nichle chaver if they go if they made a bracha achreina and now they make it now they make a gina bracha. It's a new yeshiva. And it's not considered the nichle chaver. No. And the reason is because as long as you leave a person there, it's look consider all the hemshich of the suda. But let's say he didn't leave anyone there, so it's aika. The Gami Mekaimai, Kozman, he didn't really let someone there. What? And if no one's left there anymore, he has to make it again a bracha l'shaina. You what?
The only guy left is everything is fighting back.
Was he starved with them? He wasn't starved with them? Yeah, he can be starved. It's clear he can be starved because if you dairy, you can wash your mouth and then be starved with them.
The other way around. I mean,
as long as it's possible to be starved them. And sending things out to Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Yechez, Sifkan Chav Zayin, and Shatin, Sifkan Yedalad. However, Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkan Lamal that someone, Nichle Chaveyim, so only talking, only if you go back to the original destination, let's say Nichle Chaveyim, and he's eating in a second place, and Moshe Yechez, he's eating potatoes and meat in one place. And he'll need a lechaveim. Now he goes to the second place and he's eating there alone or even somebody else. Then, since he's not going back to them, then he has to make a bracha of Yishayna in the second place. In the Sefer, the same bracha, quotes from Bayashiv, he says that if this how halacha of near lechaveim is talking dafka if they're eating together. Let's say you go to a restaurant. You go to a restaurant. And you're eating at one table, and other people are eating at other tables. Sometimes you know them, sometimes you don't know them. But since you're not eating together, you have to eat at the same table. But each one's eating their own thing. Sometimes you go into a restaurant, it's a long table. Some people, you don't even know where they are. You sit at one end, you sit at the other end. So it's not the halacha, even though you're sitting on one, even if you're sitting on one table and kosher on different tables, it's not considered niach mitzvah shaveim. And then is if you're shana mokum, you have to get it, make again a bracha.
Even if they're listening to your conversation.
Yes. Yes. And same thing speaks out to say the shai bracha in Perek Tes Sifka Memalf, and he brings the rice from Aruch HaShulchan and from the Bialacha like that also. Nechave means you have to be eating together, together. Not just listening to conversation. You have to be eating. Is he joining the conversation? That's all one thing. That's all one thing. This one doesn't count. A chasna, everyone comes together, tea together.
You bring another people at your table.
Doesn't make a difference. You can use them for zeman.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a chiyuv zeman? I mean, you're not in it, you can't use them?
Well, the best thing I do when I ever go to a chasna, if I last that long at the chasna, I have kavana, whenever I go to a chasna, I'm not stuffing anybody. So I don't want a problem with zeman, I have a problem. Huh?
When was the last time you washed?
When you do wash. Okay. All right. Also, St. Bracha speaks out, culture of Shem Zalman of Yashiv. And let's say, but you know you're going to go back because you're leaving some stuff there in the original place we left from. Since it's not near Chachadayim, you have to make again a Bracha Vishayna. The Pimigadim ends off. Pimigadim says a Kal, which is important to know. I mentioned at the beginning, but I mention again. The Pimigadim is in Kufayin Ches, Esh Avram, Sifkon Gimel, and also Mishmizav and the Sifkon Tes. He says the whole Indian the Chatzchila, the Dvarim Shatunim Brachim Kaiman like Pas or Mazinus Kargra, even near the Chaveim, a person should be Eichem and Kaiman. And the same thing speaks out the Chatzchila. You should not you start a meal, you should eat the whole meal there. And the same thing speaks out Shasno Harav and Sifkot and Hay. Right, not Halacha. The Mechaber says. In Sifdal and Kufa and Ches Sifdalit. Im Ocha Pasim Mokam Echad. Va Ocha Zal Ocha Ma Mokam Acha. Ein Im Ocha Yom Zazam Mokam Sheni Kima Shinova Ocha Dochem. The soul needs Pas in one place. And now he went to the second place. He doesn't have to bench. He just eats in second place. And then he benches there. Vadai Lechatchila. The person should go back and bench in the original place he came from. He should bench where he is. And according to some shittas, he should go back to Kaimer Rishon. The Mishabur speaks out in Sifkot Mem. Even though Chatchila, you should not be Eicha first place left after Bechas Amazon, but if you're ready Eicha, you're allowed to eat the Mokam Sheni and to finish off over there. But if his Das Mitzchila was the goal from Mokam Rishon to go to second place, then it's Muti even Chatchila. And the Mishabur speaks out in Sifkot Mem. Gimel says more. If his Das is Shatsu, you made Almighty. That he's making Bechas Almighty, he's also going to eat in the second place also, then sit all like both of them out of his place. And it's more to Chatzchila to go with Bayis and Bayis. And he says, V'chein Nogo, K'sha'achom, L'sudas Nesurim, Shemechav Metzchil Lechosham. The minute is, when you go to the Sudas, you go to Sheva Brachas, when that's the soul. Even today, some people, they have a Chatzchila Friday afternoon, and they eat the Suda at night in the house. And the Hashulchan says even further, that the Olam, since the Olam is nourished by Chasna, on Purim, on Yom Tovim, they go from one place to another place. So Meila, even though you have Mechavim, Mamish, Bishas, Abracha, but since the Dech is to do like that, so the dinner is, it's not Siddim, Shini, Makom, or Makom. It's not, you're not, no Shaila, it's Mutal Chatzchila to do that. The Kitzh Shchanach, in Sim Mem Beis, Sifkot Mem Chaf Aleph, says you have to be careful of Makom Shein, like I mentioned before, you should have a Kazai Zapas. However, Mishabura, and Kupay Dao, Sifkon Tes says, even Pachim Zayas, Pachim Zayas also came. Same thing, Vice says from the Chayodom, and calls that Tzadik Zayim like Ches. But it doesn't help if you other type of Eichlim, or Tashilim, other Tashilim. Like it says in Mishnebura, and Kupay Dao, Sifkon Tes. And it's the Gerlach, Friday night, Shabbos in the morning, Shal Shudas, you go, end of the meal for Sheva Bachas, to part of the minion, to pass the kiss, Pass about kissing. It's also like pass teed at the mill. And those chassidim, they go to Tisha the Rebbe and they want to finish the Suda there. They have to. They should have to machloek. They should have a kazayis to pass or at least a mashu or a pass.
That's a different. Rav Moshe says in some places that if we don't eat a lot of bread. We eat small bread and eat other things.
So well, he's talking about eating the kazayas of bread. If you don't eat kazayas of bread, which I plan after Hanukkah, we're going to start talking about hichas brachas. Very important. One of the things we're talking about, if you take it to buy bread, and that's all you can eat, it doesn't matter. If you eat, say, potatoes, you have to make adoma. If you eat rice, you have to make a mezainis. You have to make every bracha. The only time everything patas during the meal is you have a kazayis of bread. If you don't have a kazayis of bread, then the...
I always told you it's star of the food for benching purposes, right? Even though you don't eat a whole sheer of benching.
No. He also has gimel dalbeim. You have to have a kazayis, you have to have kazayis of bread.
Benching, you include the
other things, other foods, right.
You're not saying that. Like, right. This benching, you have to mamashi pass in the second place.
In the second place,
why?
Right.
Why can't you eat the...
Because you're kaveh makam there also. Because you're kaveh makam there also. All right. That's it. That's what we'll talk about. We'll get to that. Okay? Alright. The Amor says in Pon Alocha. The Amor says in Sivbeis and Kufayin Ches and the Sivbeis. The Chatkila, a person should not be Oikim and Kaimai without a Bracha. Why are you afraid you might forget to eat? You know, you go out, you forget to eat, and then you don't, and you forget to say Bracha Achreina. So Mishbur speaks out that, also, v'chayshesh mishbur and sifkon l'amgim and sifkon v'chayshesh shema, you might wait too long and you'll get hungry again and then you won't be able to bench outside. If it was tomela, unless he says, if you're going, is that to go another place to share bracha, to chadayim, to go to someone else's house, then you're not to forget to eat and you won't forget to make a bracha achreina, so it's okay then. The mishbur speaks out the sifkon l'amen. You don't have to be machma going outside, only if you're going for Zman Meruba, because you're afraid you forget. But if you go, you can go out and come back in right away, then it's Mutan. Sandy speaks out to Mishibu and Sifkot Mamad Hey, and the Bialacha, and the same thing. What's called Zman Meruba? The Ksaisa Shulchan and Simon Lamatas, Sifkot Mam Gimel says a Chiddush, is just 2 hours. But if you look in the Mishibu and Kufayan, it also writes like that. It says, What's called Hiflik going out? Shah Achas Eshtayim. So that's Hesedas. You see the same you say from the Mishbur also. One more Shaila. What happens if someone is eating and reminds himself, ooh, I've got to dive a mincha? Can he dive a mincha? Right? What does he do? What is that? Can he dive? Can he go to shul? They have to eat after at home? So, let's say, the Ramon says like this, Mio Mitzah Averis, he's going to give his Mansfira Muta. And the Bialacha speaks out, over there, he argues on the Ramon, being down, he's showing him not like the Ramon, that even Mitzah Shein Averis, you are to Oikim and Kaimai. The Mechavit says, in Sivav, Misha Niska, the Tech Tuda, Shloi Spalo, Loma, the Spal Beis, if someone is reminds of doing the Suda, they didn't daven. Let's say Mincha, forgot. So if he's at home, in the house, he's daven Mincha there, the Kulam is not Ksida Hatzik. But let's say he goes to Shul to daven, then the Mishibur speaks out, in Sifkot Mem Zayin, and Shaatziyan, Sifkot Mem Gimel, he says it's Tali. If he ate Pas in the Suda in the house, he used the Kulam we have until now. If he Pas, or Xayis to pass, Xayis to the Zaynes, then he goes back into the house, he goes to shul, he comes back in, then he has to make another bracha. But let's say at home he's eating only Paris and Shadron, they don't need a bracha with Kaiman. Then he has to make again the bracha when he comes back. Unless he left other members of the family at the table, and there's no difference if he leaves a man, a woman, a child over 6, then the Kuli Alma, he has to make another bracha. The Shad Tzion says an important thing, but he says Russian Efsha. He says Efsha. You have a choice. Should I go to shul, daven a minyan, or better, since you're running into a problem here, to Shailim Nachrainim, even though we're Paskin, like we mentioned, what should you daven at home? So he says, the Shatian Sifkot Memdai says, Ach Efsha Lechatchila Yeshizah Bazesh Leispal Bemtasuda Kiyim Bebeitzai. Only maybe she daven at home then, even though you're not going to daven minyan. Or kishenich mitzvot chaverim, then you could go out. So vice versa, him it's a strong spot to say you shouldn't run out to minyan v'milu suda. You should make by fifth loshen efsha. So he doesn't say psak malacha. So lemaisa, if you're near, most of the time you're eating together with the family, so near chaverim, so maybe you could go out as long because since you could go from minchamayv and you come back continue eating afterwards. Any questions?
So why isn't it mitzvah veris now because of minyan?
Huh?
Why isn't it become mitzvah veris because you're losing the minyan and then everyone's...
I don't know if that's considered mitzvah veris. I don't know if that's considered mitzvah veris.
Shalom.
Yeah. So it's also shalom, Chalom. Any other questions? Yes.
I've been working my life just...
What?
Crackers,
whatever, right? Again,
what? I'm having crackers and stuff for lunch.
Yeah.
And then, but I want to run out to mitzvah.
Yeah.
Better to daven in the office rather than...
Well... He says, "Lashon Efsha."
I
would say, "Ladina, you should go if you know you're not going to forget. You can come back in. You should, if, as long as you have a kezias of cake, you can run out and come back and continue eating then." All right, shear's over.